to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, hour number two. Hour number two, so good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Listen, just real quick, Seed Harvest Blessing Challenge. Your support for what we do here is so important. Cash App, $ Pastor Greg, CGR, Venmo, at chosen-generation-radio, at chosen-generation-radio. And again, Cash App is $PastorGregCGR. That helps us with the radio program. It helps us with plans that we have with my next guest and the things we want to do with regards to the black community and communities across America. And then also our efforts to save India and what we're doing over there and spreading the gospel. And at the end of the day, Jesus Christ is the only means to salvation. It is the only means to save this country. And then for your health, CGRwellness.com, CGRwellness.com. And that little bottle you see back there on the shelf, that's Vibe. That's the foundation that you need, the vitamin foundation that you need right there. And we just got done talking about that with Tim Schaaf. More on CGR Wellness Week. And you can find posts about that as well and those interviews. David Lowry, Pastor David Lowry, by the way, congratulations on your 1 year anniversary of being an ordained minister and the ministry that you're doing and church. So, congratulations, Pastor.
Thank you so much. First, let me give all praises to God and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want to thank you, Pastor Greg, and all the listeners and viewers that's watching us out there. God bless you. May God keep you. And man, let's get it in today.
We're going to do it. So here's a big thing we wanted to talk about with you today, folks. And that is we've got, Cori Bush put out a big post. She and, Ariana Presley and AOC and Ilhan Omar and all them are down there, in front of the Supreme Court making a big deal. AOC pretending that she was handcuffed, which is nonsense. But I don't want to focus on peripheral nonsense. We want to address the issue. Why are these women of color at the Supreme Court, anywhere for that matter, I don't care where they are, why are they protesting against the stoppage of something, David, that kills 61% of all black Americans are murdered in the womb? 61% is the highest rate where murder occurs, and it occurs to the most vulnerable and the most innocent in the black community. And these women are out there fighting against stopping that.
Well, Pastor Greg, you already know, and I want the American people to know, this was not about the abortion itself. The Supreme Court decision was the correct decision for the simple fact that it put it back on the states. These things should have been put on the ballot and the people should have went to vote for it, opposed to the fact that the legislators got this pushed through just like they did some other laws. But this is not about the abortion itself. This is about money and control. There's a lot of money to be made off the aborted fetuses for testing and all sorts of other things that can be used by the federal Planned Parenthood and the federal government, who was doling out trillions of dollars to this. Yes, these women who are out there, the Congress people who are out there acting as if they really care about the rights of women. The decision did not take the rights away from women, but only, like I said, put it to the states. Now, the states have to deal with that. But the big problem is these states will no longer get the federal dollars that they've been getting over the years. And those dollars have been shifted to a lot of other things, to campaign contributions. That money has not been used to do anything else. You would think that with Planned Parenthood, you would try to assist parents to keep a child, and the abortion is the last result to take a child. Mm-hmm. But Planned Parenthood is pushing the abortion first and saying, you know, this is the way to go. It's an easy way out for you if you get caught up in the situation. And I just think that it has been a moneymaker. The Democrats, the liberals have been using it to fund themselves and other programs that they want to. And I think the decision by the Supreme Court got it right. And the black community should be up in arms that a Planned Parenthood is not trying to seek to save lives, but to continue to take lives to make money off our community. And that's why we're reeling right now. And basically, pastors like you, Pastor Greg, pastors like me, there should be an uproar across the nation regarding this, and pastors should be standing up for the communities and our women, saying we do not need to have our Congress people playing these games and acting if they really cared about the black community. Because if they did, they would have already passed legislations, create economics, and fix the schools and the black community, opposed to standing out there getting fake arrested about them losing money from the federal government regarding abortions, which they really don't care about at all.
Well, you know, there's an organization, it's ANSIRH. It's a pro-abortion research group at the University of California. And they just came out with a study. You can find this. I posted this July 20th, 2022 at our website at chosengenerationradio.com. It's called Study Confirms Most Late-Term Abortions Are Done on Healthy Moms and Healthy Babies. And a pro-abortion research group at the University of California said the reasons people need third trimester abortions are not so different from why people need abortions before the third trimester. The circumstances that lead to someone needing a third trimester abortion have overlaps with the pathways to abortion at other gestations. In other words, it's not about the mother's health. It's not to save the mother's health. It's not because the baby is going to be born and have problems. It's simply because of the fact that the woman, for whatever reason, I didn't realize that I was pregnant, whatever, and now it's the third trimester. And again, the argument is, well, you know, I didn't know. Honey, if you're spreading your legs and having sex, okay, maybe you need to go back to, you know, sixth grade biology class, okay? When he sticks himself in you and he ejaculates, there's a strong possibility you're gonna get pregnant. I'm sorry, folks, I know. First hour I was talking about people sticking it in the rear end and talking about the homosexuality issue, and now here I am doing this and you're going, oh my God, this is a family show. Do you know what they're telling your children at 6, 7, and 8 years old right now? Do you know how pornographic the material is that they're presenting to them? If you're not countering that. If you're not countering that by telling your children, keep your legs together, by telling your boys, I swear, if you do this, I'm going to cut it off.
Pastor, you know what? I love you because it's the truth. I think that the American people and those who listen to the show, you guys know that we have to get this country back to the normal situations again. That means that we have to take control over our school system again. We have to take control of this government and the legislators who are going behind our backs, making backdoor deals and really undercutting the American people. in this, with this organization, let me say this to God's people and American people. If you allow yourself to be pregnant and you get into that third trimester, that is no longer a fetus. That is a full-fledged child. That child has a brain, it's thinking, it has eyes. It has started to function. And I just think that if it's not a situation that could cause the death of the mother or the child, whatever situation that should be, that child should be born. Now, I'm not one to say what a woman does with her body, because, you know, that's you got to answer to God for what you do. And if you feel as if though you needed an abortion, you needed to murder a child, whatever the exception was, then you need to deal with that with God. And I just think that we, as the citizens and pastors, we have to try to honor that. And I know a lot of us say, well, we don't want to, we can save the lives, but there's a lot of extenuating circumstances, and it would depend on what's going on in the situation.
And Pastor, let me just, as we're having this great conversation, here's the thing, because it starts with how we message about the value of life. Look, honey, if nobody's told you yet today how valuable your life is, then let Pastor tell you that right now. Your life is so valuable. There is a God. He is an incredible Father. I don't know how things are between you and your dad, but I'm telling you, you have a Father. No matter what's going on earth, you have a Father, and man, He loves you. He loves you. And I know you may look around and say, Pastor, you don't know my situation. You don't know. I don't know what you're going through. I don't. Just like David said, we don't. But I do know this. I know God knows. And I know sometimes God allows us to walk into places so that we will recognize our need to call out for Him, so He can get us out.
And Pastor, you are so correct with that. My first year anniversary as a pastor, I want to thank my bishop, Troy Gardner. I'm one of his sons. He has been a great bishop to me. He has mentored me, and I've been in the pulpit with him over the past year. And it's just a blessing to be at Universal Baptist Church here at 163 156th Street in Harvey, Illinois. But let me say this. I think because of the lack of knowledge and the lack of education regarding abortions, regarding a relationship with God, and that has been the biggest stickler, because as we as pastors, and let me say this, after 1 year of being a pastor, you know, first I was in the carnal world, and I saw how bad the carnal world was, the lying, the killing, all of the things that the world can present to us. And now here I am in God's house. Okay.
Let's get into that, because I think it's important. What you've walked through and the contrast of what you've been through is so critical, because so many have to walk that out. Back right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Pastor David Lowry, is with me. And Pastor David, you were beginning to tell us the story, because I was talking about, you know, talking to someone who is sitting there saying, you know, I've got no worth. I'm just trying to get a seat at the table. I get used by men. Whatever the situation, but somebody who's, you know, on the negative side of that, quote unquote, you were the guy holding the stick. You were the guy dealing the drugs. You were the guy that was, you know, on the at the top of that food chain.
Well, you know, I tell it, I came up the rough side of the mountain, and it took for me to actually give my life over to Christ in my death, that I was saved and I was cleansed. But the thing of it is this: no matter what you have done in your life, no matter what you're going through in your life, when you surrender to Christ, He changes the whole dynamics. It was just like when I surrendered to Christ after the dope dealing, the drinking, the cocaine usage, all the dark things that the world could offer. And I had money. So I wasn't like the junkie. I was the guy that had the money that could do whatever I wanted to do. But it wasn't until that I did give my life to Christ. When I died December 7th, 1990, And I met God through that death experience. And he told me that he was giving me another chance. And he gave me a list, a laundry list to clean my life up. And everything that he told me to do, I stopped. I quit snorting cocaine. I quit drinking alcohol. I quit womanizing. I quit being in the streets all night long. All of the things that he told me to do, I did. And once I did that, he cleaned me up. I repented from my sins. And here I am today, a living proof that we serve a living God, that if you don't think, you better ask somebody. So you can't.
Woo!
What I'm saying is that though, no matter what you've been through, and God is watching us. Don't you think that he watches us, that we are his children? He want to love to see us do good. Amen. But we have to take a step toward him. And I'm telling the sisters and brothers who are out there living on the dark side, just take one step toward Christ. And he said, I will take two to you. And see, when you give your life over to Christ and you surrender, then he'll change you, you'll repent. And you'll do the works, because the Holy Spirit in you will allow you to do the things that Christ said he could do. Greater works you can do after I'm gone. But now that I'm in God's house right now. See, and when I became a pastor, when God saved me and brought me back, I would think that once I became an ordained pastor and I'm in God's house is raggedy. It is raggedy. It needs help, because we got pastors who've been in the ministry for years, who have done nothing but sit there and got complacent in the church, who won't go out into the streets and the highways and the byways and reach the people. You're talking about the reason why the young generation don't know nothing about Jesus or the Bible is because men of God have not been out to teach them these things. See, that's why for me, my life and my ministry is different, because I'm treating my ministry the way Jesus said we should. And I think that right now, pastors like myself, Pastors Greg, we got to go into the temple and we got to turn over the tables and we got to throw the money changers out and we got to throw all the people out in God's house that have made this house a house of merchandise. And that's why I'm calling on pastors who say they know the Lord, who didn't take the COVID money, who didn't take the Ronald Reagan money to say that, you know, that now you have to perform charitable contributions, who got all caught up and took money. And now you can't even go out here and reach God's people and save them. And so God's house is in a mess, but I got news for you. Those who are fake, all the pastors who've been getting the money, the Kremlo dollars, the Bishop Brazers here in Chicago, all of y'all getting the money. If y'all was doing y'all job, the black community wouldn't be in this condition. The politicians would be under control, because my father owns this whole world. And as his son, I claim it, and I'm taking it back in the name of Jesus. And those true pastors who want to come aboard and create the body of Christ, this is the place right here with Pastor Greg and Pastor Larry right here.
And we have to do this, folks. We have to do this. I was thinking about this morning. Look, if you got a pastor that's making $200,000-$400,000 a year, and you got a pastor just down the road that can't hardly keep the lights on, brothers, that's a problem. Okay. You don't need $300,000 or $400,000. I get it. Some pastors are very high profile and they do need maybe some security, what have you. I get all that. But you can do all those things. I mean, that is already built in around beyond their own personal income. You don't need that kind of money.
Well, it's the visual that the people see. It's the visuals, and I say the attack on the church has been continued, and the pastors have not sat down and tried to rebuild the image of God and Christ back to our communities. You know, and I have to keep it 100. You know, the homosexuals have infiltrated the church.
Yeah.
I mean, you got pedophiles. You got all these people using the church as a vehicle and a platform to get to our children. To psych people out for these monies. Jesus don't need no jet to save nobody. He don't need no $1 trillion church in the community around. The church is dying. You would think one thing that all these pastors and all these rich pastors, the Joels and all the rest of them that's got all this money, if they were truly about Jesus Christ, they would take some of that money and start rebuilding these communities that are run down, start opening up schools and helping other smaller churches to do what they need to do.
And Houston wouldn't look like it looks. We'll be back with more with David next week. Coming up, Bonner Cohen is with us. Climate hustle, another lie, and we're going to expose it here on Chosen Generation Radio.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm so pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is Dr. Bonner Cohen, and he's been with me a number of times, and it's just always such a joy to have him with me. I want to thank him for being here. Dr. Cohen, thanks for being with me this morning. Turning the tables on the climate hustlers, man, they are forever attempting to they injured the very people that they profess that they're trying to help.
That's exactly right. These people are absolutely nothing if not relentless, and they are relentless in their effort to transform society, not just American society, but societies around the world, into a green utopia, one in which the very people pushing this agenda, of course, will be in power and calling the shots. To that end, they are using the so-called climate crisis to seize power that they otherwise would not be able to get their hands on under the guise of protecting us from the ravages of climate change. And as you pointed out in your opening, the people who will bear the brunt of this are not the elites of Davos, and not the elites in power in Washington, London, Berlin, Paris, and elsewhere, but they're the ordinary working people, the ordinary working people of the industrialized countries, not to mention the ordinary people who live in underdeveloped countries. And it's in its own way, it's a kind of a class struggle in which the elites are absolutely determined to expand their power, and as a result of which they will cut off almost any social mobility in any society around the world. And those who are at the bottom of the income rungs, they're going to stay there. And their lives are going to become more difficult. They're going to become less healthy because they are going to be denied access to affordable and reliable energy, the lifeblood of any society.
The efforts that they keep pushing, especially in the area of cutting down on what they call, you know, carbon emissions, They're literally, I mean, when you talk about, as I understand it, and a lot of this I've learned from you over the years, but as you talk about things like the rainforest and things of that nature, the most injurious issues to the rainforest are that plants need carbon monoxide in order to thrive and breathe. Missing something, right? I mean,
those of us who took a biology course in high school, we would like to think that's all of us learned that carbon dioxide is a form of plant food. Without carbon dioxide, plants, that includes the plants that are normally in nature, but as well as the plants that we plant for our food, our crops, cannot and will not grow. In any effort undertaken to suppress atmospheric levels of carbon dioxide and actually lower the atmospheric levels of carbon dioxide in the name of combating climate change, will reduce in lower output of food. It will spread hunger around the world, and those who are least capable of dealing with that hunger are of course, the world's poorest.
Right.
So
the ones that are kind of on the edge that can tip either way with a very minor nudge.
Yeah, we're already getting a foretaste of this in Sri Lanka, off the southeastern coast of India, where, to the applause of the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and other overlords of the world, The government in Sri Lanka, boundlessly corrupt, but that's another subject altogether, decided it would do away with chemical fertilizers, and we would have organic food grown on Sri Lanka. Well, anybody who knows anything about agriculture can tell you that will never work. And it didn't work. And now hunger is widespread on Sri Lanka. And that gives us a foretaste of where all of these efforts will eventually lead. That the overlords really understand nothing about nature, and quite frankly, they couldn't care less about the unwashed, the people who find themselves on the receiving end of their wisdom.
Now, Dr. Cohen, explain what you know the necessity for some of these innovative creations that were designed to deal with predatory, whether it's, you know, funguses, bacterias, bugs, things of that nature that destroy crops, because there are safe ways to deal with those situations that man has created, that even those are, you know, we're being told, oh no, we can't use that. I know there were issues with DDT, but the elimination of all uses of DDT has to some degree been a negative in certain parts of the world. Am I not remembering correctly? Or, I mean, help me out
you're absolutely right. And the war on DDT was part of a larger war on man-made chemicals, which were seen as being harmful to humanity and harmful to the environment.
Okay.
And the efforts to suppress their use, again, in the name of protecting the environment, has A, not protected the environment at all, and has put human beings, the most vulnerable human beings on the planet, at risk. And so look, you know, compare our situation today with, say, 150, 200 years ago.
Okay.
And look what these various fertilizers and pesticides, look at what they have actually accomplished. We have 8 billion people on the earth today, and we have to feed those 8 billion people somehow. That's far more than we had 150, 200, not to mention 500 years ago. One of the reasons we have that many people is, at least on paper, we have the food to feed them. We can produce that now. Why? Because agricultural productivity has risen markedly over the past 150 years. It has done so because of the various innovations that have taken place that allow crops to grow faster and healthier than they used to. And to get back to our climate subject, because atmospheric levels of carbon dioxide have risen. They have risen from about 250 parts per million, which is where they were at the end of the last ice age, about 1750, 1800, to around 420 today. And that atmospheric level of CO2, the higher levels, are very good for plant life. They are very good for the planet. That the environment
because that creates a richer oxygen level for humans to consume. More actual oxygen saturation of the earth. So on the other side to this, there are legitimate concerns about overuse of certain pesticides, you know, abuses, companies that dispose of certain waste products inappropriately. And I think what happens is that it becomes an either or as opposed to an and, but it kind of, in other words, what I'm saying is that yes, there needs to be some controls and there needs to be virtue, morality right? Am I on the right track with what I'm saying, Doc?
Yes, absolutely right. If used properly, the chemicals that we are referring to, the pesticides and the chemical fertilizers and all of that, if used properly, and if you have proper control of the runoff from those pesticides, which will invariably occur, then they can be used safely, and they can contribute to a far more abundant food supply than would otherwise be possible. Now, if you have bad actors, and sadly we will always have bad actors, who disregard sometimes the easily read instructions of the company that produced the pesticide, or you have lack of government oversight, or whatever the case may be, if you have, then you're going to have the spills, then you're going to have the negative consequences of these. But these are things which can be controlled, and quite frankly, they are controlled in most instances. And we should never think of this as a binary choice.
Hold that thought, and we'll be back right after this brief break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Dr. Bonner Cohen. Dr. Cohen, I feel like this is a really important, and we probably need like an entire hour or more, but we'll keep building the base. But when people think about, so we've talked about the chemical situation, we've talked about man's ability and you've talked about eloquently about, you know, some of the dangers and why there are controls in place, and that in most instances those controls are being used, and who gets hurt when the climate change people come in. But one of the concerns, my family were very concerned about, you know, organic foods and trying to create, you know, an organic environment, right? And the other piece of that is the GMOs and the Monsantos and the things of that nature. Can you speak to that particular issue and what the difference is between the hijacking of the climate changers and using GMO as a weapon, if you will, to try to, I don't know, control certain things?
To begin with, just a comment.
Yeah.
I'm sure many of our viewers have been to the supermarket and they see organic cereal, organic this, organic that.
Uh-huh.
That's nothing but a label. Oftentimes, it doesn't mean anything. It's an advertising trick to lure people into buying whatever it is that they want them to buy. So just be very careful with that. The label does not necessarily represent the content.
So now, read further, in other words, is what you're saying. Know who you're actually buying, what products you're buying, because, I mean, the organic industry is a pretty big industry.
Yes.
It has become that.
That's right. That's right. Okay. And the problem with the organic industry is you can't feed the world on it, because ultimately you do not have the production per acre with organic that you will get to more conventional plant treatment or crop treatment products.
Okay.
And so the emphasis on organic, which we are told is better for the environment, which it isn't necessarily the case. But what they do not tell you is in essence, you can't get from here to there. You cannot feed a world with 8 billion people on organic farming. You have to use the benefits of human ingenuity, which go back to people like Norman Borlaug and some of these other very creative scientists who have looked at these things and said, you know, there's a better way to produce food and there's a safer way to produce food. And by God, that has worked. Mm-hmm. And interfering with that, as has been recommended and as the tragic example of Sri Lanka shows us, this can lead to, in this case, the government, the president of the country having to jump on an airplane and skedaddle out of the country, and the presidential palace being occupied by the toiling masses. And these are the kinds of things can happen. But they were furious for a very good reason. They were unable to make a living, and a lot of them didn't have enough to eat.
So talk about these methodologies because you mentioned about safe methodologies, safe growth of product. What's the difference? Because it sounds to me like there's like two or three different things that we're talking about here that need to be more well defined. It sounds like.
Yeah, this is because in no small way, things are evolving. That is, the pesticide industry of 2022 is not the same one that it was in 1952. And so what we're putting on plants today, putting on crops, And the fertilizers we use today are not the ones that we used earlier. You mentioned DDT. At the time, it was something of a miracle crop. But we have things today that are far superior to DDT, simply because we know more about chemistry today than we did decades ago. Mm-hmm. And we also know more about the effects that different treatments have on the crops and the surrounding environment than we
and
did.
And on people.
Very important. What we want to not lose sight of, however, is the sheer importance of our number one goal. We have to feed people in a safe way so that the food they buy will not do harm, will actually right. benefit them. It will right. be nutritious. And this is extremely important, particularly in the poorest parts of the world, where you don't have the technologies available to them in a manner in which they should be. And a lot of the farming that still goes on in sub-Saharan Africa and the Indian subcontinent and elsewhere, they're still using the methodologies of decades ago. They're bad for the environment. They're not as productive as they could be. And this is why those parts of the world still have to battle hunger. It's a day-to-day struggle for them. This is something we here in the United States and in Europe and elsewhere have overcome, because over time we have learned how to use these things and how to convert our human ingenuity to the benefit of just about everyone through better crop protection policies and then were available just a few years ago, and that will continue to evolve.
Now, talk to me about about GMO and Monsanto and things of that nature. When we talk about genetically modified organisms, genetically modified, you know, I mean, corn is a big deal as an example.
You bet it is. the corn on the cob that we buy today in the supermarket bears very little resemblance to what the Native Americans were growing at the time the European settlers came here
okay.
over 400 years ago, and they saw this thing. The Indians were eating this, and they said, maybe we can do that. And so the whole idea of modifying crops using gene splicing technologies to actually improve what was there to begin with, so that today's corn on the cob, just to stay with that example, bears no resemblance to its ancestors around 300, 400, 500 years ago. And that's really the case throughout. We have constantly modified crops over time. We have learned how to grow them better. And we can splice the genes. We can change their genetic composition, both for the benefit of the plant itself, be it corn, be it turnip greens, be it spinach, be it whatever it is that you're talking about, rice, which is a staple in huge parts of the world.
Right.
It is not only better for those crops, which ultimately means it's better for the people because the crops are produced in greater volume, and this is a means of combating hunger.
Now, question for you though, there's a lot of studies. My wife's done a lot of research into this as well, and I'm not able to talk about it as eloquently as she does. But there's a lot of evidence related to the genetically modified corn in particular, and that particular grain, which is used in a lot of different things.
Right.
And there have been a lot of connections made in research between genetically modified corn and illnesses, both in people and in animals.
There had been some studies that have hinted at that. I think the overwhelming evidence is that genetically modified corn, as well as genetically modified other crops, are on balance a benefit. It's been very difficult to establish a cause and effect relationship between the use of GMO and negative health benefits for humans and for that matter, animals. What we have seen, the data that have come forward are on the side that says that it's doing harm are actually not really conclusive. And I think on balance, we can certainly say that GMO crops have not been the great danger that opponents of GMO have depicted them as being. And again, if you follow the argumentation of these people to its logical conclusion, you will ultimately reverse the enormous progress that has been made in agricultural productivity over the last century or so, and you will take us back to a situation where we're out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time right now. I'll have to send you some of the research that we've looked at and some of the researchers that we've talked with, and then maybe we can talk about that a little bit more the next time you're back with us. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio, hour number two, coming up right after this.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.